Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
So yesterday, I've got a buddy who works for the Sabres, and he says he has other friends, and I'm not out here saying, like, looking for hair care tips, but he said that what you can do is put mayonnaise in your hair. It's a thing.
What's the purpose of it?
Mayonnaise has, you know, eggs, vinegar, natural oils, and other nutritional ingredients, so it gives a healthy pH balance, which restores damaged hair, can prevent hair breakage by filling in the gaps, and a coating on your hair, thereby shielding it from sun damage. I don't even like to eat mayonnaise.
Do you want light mayo? You want regular mayo?
I don't like a gag reflex thinking about, because it's a lot of hair.
No kidding.
Imagine it being full of mayonnaise. What?
You take a gob in your hand and you kind of just put it in. I'll put in some mayo with the eggs.
I got to be honest, I'm kind of intrigued.
But mayo? I don't want to try it. See what happens.
No way.
Studio will smell better than it does now.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, it's already Tuesday. We're zipping through this week.
Especially when your week ends on Wednesday.
Yeah. How you doing? I was going to say something,
good.
But it's just not the
good.
Right thing to say.
That doesn't
Especially
end,
not someone like me who gets like 17 weeks of vacation every year.
Yeah, I've got some shortened weeks, but for good reason. We've got stuff to hammer out in the summer.
Yeah.
Thursday, I'm missing the show because of the Bills PR media relations media golf tournament.
Very nice.
That is not being put on because of the Bills. They can't really put that on. But the media is just putting it on ourselves.
Okay, good.
So this is how I stay friends with everybody in the media, so they keep coming on the show.
Well, then that's a good idea.
Yeah,
I sign off on that. We don't want people saying no to us. So
they all love me. They really need me there.
You're going to handicap the field for us?
Actually, we could go through the teams. There are teams, and Sal and I are on the same team.
Okay.
So that's a good start. We on today? Sal and I can talk strategy if Sal's on
Sal
today
is not on today.
All right, good. I want him he was out on the course yesterday.
Yeah, I saw.
I want him practicing. So, yeah, whatever. That's Thursday morning, and then Friday we've got my wife's family. It's our yearly weekend.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, like the family fest weekend.
Are we going away? We're hanging out. I mean, have you adjusted family fest due to the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be outdoors.
Okay.
It's not that far. You know, we'll go out and
very nice.
Do the things we normally do because they are kind of socially distant anyway. So
be near water so you can jump in at any given point.
That's the plan. We'll be out on the lake, maybe down Chautauqua, so stuff like that. Yeah, so that's why I'm missing this week. And then next week I'm, you know, skipping a day because I'm playing 100 holes of golf.
Yeah.
So I've got some reasons.
That's okay.
And then I'll work every day until football comes back.
Good, because I'm not.
I know.
So that's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the week after you get back. Anyway, hey, I thought maybe you were going to be out next couple of days working on your contract extension like Patrick Mahomes. You know, I thought maybe you were structuring your deal.
You know what? It would be nice if our contracts work like football contracts.
Yeah.
Because we could just announce Howard Simon signs 10-year deal for $40 million. Like, wow. He's
total?
Making $40 million? And we'd say, actually, no. It's probably about like a quarter of that over the course of half the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just throw out numbers to benefit agents and play this game all the time.
They backload the contract. It's not guaranteed. So don't be impressed by my contract. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think you could do that? If you worked at a company where they wanted to have a little bit of fun, and be like, how about I just have a roster bonus for $30 million on July 1st, 2022?
Yeah.
Your call.
If I'm still here, you pay me, right?
No, it's their call.
It is their call, right?
Yeah, just put it in the contract that I get $30 million on that day, and if you guys don't think I should get it, you just, you know, terminate the deal.
That's right.
And you'd get to report a contract that could pay you up to and include that dollar amount.
Did you see his roster bonus breakdown?
He has one that's $49 million.
$49 million, like, I don't know, like 5-6 years into the extension. $21 million, $49 million. And Jeremy, just, if you're not familiar with a roster bonus is, Jeremy just explained it. If you're on the roster on a given date, here, you get this lump sum payment. So whatever year that one is, if he's on the Chiefs roster, he gets $49 million. That's not base pay. That's just a check for being on the roster.
Right, it's which might as well be base pay.
Yeah, because, you know, his base pay starts out pretty low in the
extension. But a lot of those are structured differently for tax reasons, because the bonuses, depending on the state you're in, might be taxed differently than whatever, and on and on. You know, the thing I think about with these big contracts, I don't know if you get here, but help me out with this, because revenue is split 50-50 or close to 50-50 between owners and players.
I got to look up the exact formula. I think it's close.
Okay, hypothetically, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
But let's just estimate. It might be 51-49.
I think it's 48 or something. It's fairly close.
Okay.
48
we'll say
50-50
for the sake of it.
Go ahead. That's fine.
Every single time a player signs a deal for a crazy amount of money, I feel like we need to spend more time pointing out that every owner makes that much too.
Mm-hmm.
For every player. Every single player.
Well, how much do they make just from the TV rights per
team?
Well,
however much – I don't know what the TV deal is worth. I don't know what the –
a few hundred million dollars.
But if you are paying $180 million in salary to the roster, you are making $180 million on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, wow, Mahomes, how rich can you be? Yeah, somebody's paying him.
Yeah.
The owners of the Chiefs are doing just fine. Every dollar you pay him, you make yourself, effectively.
Yeah, I wasn't fazed by the numbers. I'm not sure. I may be at a point now, you know, where I don't know that an individual contract could faze me anymore. I mean, if they were talking around 35-ish a year for Dak Prescott, you knew Mahomes was going to blow that out of the water. He's in his own tier. So I the thing that struck me is that his contract is worth more than like a whole bunch of pro sports franchises are worth. Like if the Chiefs went and offered Patrick Mahomes the Sabres, he'd say, what are you kidding me? That's not fair value. I'm worth more than that team. I mean, I don't know what the Sabres value is. $100, $200 million?
But he's definitely worth more than the Sabres.
Oh, my goodness.
He's profitable.
He is your look what he's done. That's right. That's why I know at some point, I'm assuming at some point, people will want us to discuss how does this impact Josh Allen's contract. We both got a tweet about Brandon Bean would never hand out that kind of deal. You're going to hear people in Houston today talking about Watson's deal. And in Dallas, I'm sure they're talking about Prescott's deal. Patrick Mahomes is in his own tier. So any quarterback contract does affect the market entirely. Of course, they all have an effect. But in terms of what he got, oh my goodness. He's in his own tier. I mean, look what he's done in his first two full seasons on the job. You know, an AFC Championship game appearance, a Super Bowl, an MVP award. Somebody had – hang on, I got to get the numbers. Somebody tweeted out stats on him that are just – okay, his first 31 games, 76 touchdown passes, most ever by a quarterback in his first 31 games. Most ever passing yards, 9,400 plus. Highest rating, highest quarterback rating. Tied for the most wins, 24. A Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl MVP in his first 2 years on the job. So, you know, you might look at it and go, 10 years, 450. Okay, they got their franchise quarterback. They've got somebody they think is special. They've locked him in. They have long-term cost certainty for his contract. And if you think that's nuts, go ahead. But I'm looking at it going, fantastic job for Kansas City. You've got that contract done. He's under contract through 2031. Wonderful. And if Dak Prescott's getting 35, Patrick Mahomes is worth 45.
Yep. Well, good. Good for him.
Oh,
good
it's for great, him. Great for him. Great for them, you know.
And these dollar amounts, you know, isn't the real question how long is he on the team for? You already know he's good. He's one of the best. I mean, this is a league that, you know, the highest paid quarterback for a brief period of time is Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. And then it's Matthew Stafford. And then it's, I mean, was
maybe
Derek
Matt Ryan in there at some point?
Sure. Was Derek Carr at one point the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? You know, it's constantly the last guy to sign is the highest paid. And for Mahomes, he'll probably be the highest paid guy for a little while.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's beating that?
I mean, As he should.
The next two guys are Prescott and Watson, I think, in the pecking order, so to speak. And Prescott's tagged, so they could reach a what's today? July 7th. They got another week to reach a long-term deal with a multi-year deal with Dak Prescott, or he plays the season under the one-year tag. And the Texans don't have to do anything. They picked up Deshaun Watson's fifth-year option back in the spring, so they don't really have to do anything with him. But those would be, I think, the next two guys. I'm trying to think of somebody else who might get a contract torn up and extended, but I think those would be the next two guys, and then we'll get into Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, and their option years in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, one's touching this contract.
No one's for
a
while.
Oh, my goodness, no. I mean, yep. Look what he's accomplished. Look what he's done. I mean, this isn't just a matter of quarterback salaries. Of course, they're going to go up. Like you said, name the list of young guys. Carr, Ryan. And as these young guys got to their first free agent contract or got through their initial rookie deal, they hit it big. This is more than just it's a young quarterback who was running out of his rookie deal and the price of doing business as a quarterback in the NFL is going to cost you. This is a guy who's had some eye-popping accomplishments that nobody else can touch the last 2 years, not even in the stratosphere with him.
Yep. He's the best,
oh,
or he has been the best.
Yeah, and he gets rewarded for that. And again, as if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you've got your guy if he does play through the whole thing. Look, maybe he gets another contract after 2031, but if he does play through the whole thing, you know you've got your quarterback through then.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to worry about that at all.
And the drama over quarterback holdouts to me is always just – manufactured is one way to put it, but, you know, especially in this time around, you know, there's stuff that needs manufacturing. But, you know, you remember Russell Wilson was going to play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Dak Prescott? Oh, he should sign for 30. I don't think he's going to sign for 30 anymore. He franchise tagged, and he'll get signed. And over again, I'm sure Lamar Jackson will go through this. Maybe Josh Allen even goes through this, right? Where you're always going to have it where, well, I don't know, is he worth that? Is he going to get paid? And when it comes to the quarterback, the guy always gets signed.
Right.
Always gets signed because it's such an important position, even if you know you're overpaying. The only real drama about a quarterback conversation is should you pick up the fifth-year option, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Trubisky.
Yep.
Or it's the Blake Bortles. Should you pick up the fifth-year option? Of course, they shouldn't have on Bortles. They did. And on Trubisky, of course they shouldn't have. So the only conversation about Josh Allen and Sam Darnold and Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield will be what do you do about the fifth-year option? And that decision comes at the end of this next season, right?
Right.
Because then you're forecasting 2 years out. You're trying to maintain your rights to a player as opposed to just deciding he'll be an unrestricted free agent and moving to the franchise tag discussion a year early.
Yeah, I mean, and Lamar Jackson, by the way, is in that same boat too. Those four guys in the spring, in May, those teams will make a decision on their fifth-year
option. Mm-hmm. And I think you're pretty confident that Lamar gets his.
Yep.
And the other three will probably get theirs. I would bet all four. I bet they go 4 for 4 on fifth-year options.
I would think. I mean, you know, I couldn't tell you, of course, with 100% certainty, but right now, even though Cleveland had a down year last year and we sit here and talk about Darnold and what's, you know, his first 2 years and you're still kind of up in the air about what he might be able to do, I would think at this point teams would pick up the option. Houston did with Watson. Now, that was a no-brainer. From what I read this morning, he's projected to make $17 million under the fifth-year option, which is not a bad number for when it comes to quarterbacks. So, as we sit here in July, yeah, I would expect the Bills would pick it up, unless, you know, Josh Allen blows up this season. I mean, in a bad way, I would think the Bills are going to pick the option up, and the other teams too. Lamar for sure. Baltimore's not
Lamar
having
for
a discussion.
Sure. Yeah. I would bet Baker gets picked up. I would guess Sam Darnold gets picked up.
It's funny, actually. I forgot about Lamar Jackson. I don't think he's in Mahomes' tier. But Lamar Jackson's contract could be a little bit difficult for Baltimore. I got a feeling if he has another year like this past season, they're going to be looking for a massive payday.
Yeah.
A big,
like
top-tier payday. So we'll see how that plays out. That won't be the case with Mayfield. It won't be the case with Darnold. And even if Josh has a big year this year, you know, his numbers will pale in comparison to what Patrick Mahomes has done the first 2 years.
Yep. Yep. So those guys all get picked up. For Mahomes, you know, what's it mean? It the Chiefs make money on Mahomes. Their franchise has already been elevated to a status I want to say it had never been at before, right? I mean, granted, they were in the Super Bowl the first two, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
But hadn't been back since, and
they won one. Bowl four. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Super Bowl four. So they hadn't been since the 60s. I mean, like a different world, mm-hmm. of course. And now they're elevated to a tier that, you know, give Mahomes a couple more seasons, and the Chiefs will be an international brand the likes of, maybe not quite the Cowboys, but, I mean, they could certainly surpass the Giants if the Giants toil and just, you know, kind of hang out for a bit. Mm-hmm. Guys like this put franchises on the map and make them just the biggest deal.
Well,
and in the NFL, which is such a big league, mm-hmm. you know, these franchises, think of the Seahawks before Russell Wilson. What were they?
Yeah.
They were around forever, and they were just kind of there. Russell Wilson puts them on the map in kind of a different way. LeBron with the Cavs, right? The Cavaliers become a big deal simply because of LeBron James. And I think Mahomes is a similar talent and similar value to any franchise in terms of, and you know, it's not worth nothing that his activism now, he's been very involved in that too. So it's a deal that looks like a lot of money, and you know, it's kind of weird to talk about that kind of money, but I don't have any doubt that he's worth it.
He's been the catalyst. I mean, pre-Mahomes and with Mahomes, think about your perception of the Kansas City Chiefs. When we would talk about the Kansas City Chiefs on this show, it would usually be something like this. Yeah, they usually have a good team, and then they go belly up in the playoffs. And they lose. They're a higher seed. They're constantly losing home on home field in the playoffs. They're losing playoff games and that you wouldn't think they would lose. Whatever. Their MO was, they're good, you know, but they're terrible when they go into the postseason. Now the discussion on the Kansas City Chiefs, especially with the Mahomes extension through 2031, is how many more Super Bowls will Patrick Mahomes win over the next 12 seasons of his contract with the Kansas City Chiefs? So he's been, and it's not just him, of course. I mean, they bring in Andy Reid, which is a fantastic move for them, and they've upgraded the roster, and they've done, you know, they built up this scary good offense, then they spent money and made trades to fix the defense. But let's face it, the quarterback is the catalyst for all this. If you didn't know that, go pop in a tape of the playoff games against Tennessee and Houston when they came back and he was phenomenal. He was the catalyst to change the way that franchise was viewed as, yeah, they're okay, but they're usually a disappointment in the playoffs too. Now they are the team everybody is looking at. No offense to the Baltimore Ravens fans that are listening. Everybody's looking at Mahomes in Kansas City saying, can you beat them? Like, that is the game on the schedule. You can't wait to see the Bills play this year.
Yep.
I don't know, by the way, a primetime game at home. But that they are now the team everybody shoots at. They haven't, I'm going to guess in my lifetime, well, I couldn't tell you about the 60s, Jeremy. I really wasn't watching football back then. But for what? For 40 years, they haven't been that team. Now they are. In the AFC, in the NFL, they are that team at the top of the heap. You got to beat them. You got to do better than Kansas City. And good luck at that. And they've built an offense that other teams wish they had. You know, there was a stat. Oh, I was going to save it for stat of the day. I got the gist of it off the top of my head. That Mahomes, in his time as starting quarterback, Kansas City, they used like 23 points a game on the average, which maybe is the league average or slightly above the league average of points scored per game. With Mahomes, Kansas City's hit that number or gone above it 97% of his starts. The next highest quarterback during his career, these last, is Brady at 71%. These guys are an offensive machine. Now, you know, Lamar Jackson and Baltimore were that group last year. But Mahomes these last 2 years, what they've done with their offense, I'm sure they are the envy of people around the league. The quarterback, the roster they put together, the coaching staff are on him, the head coach, the offensive coordinator, everything, the support staff, they are, you know, the team that everybody would like to be right now. And that all plays into, yes, we're giving him a 10. Dallas is sitting there trying to figure out what the heck to do about Dak Prescott. Kansas City's like, yeah, we're done. Brett Veach, put your feet up on the desk. The guy's locked up through 2031. Nice job.
Yeah, now the work is getting the rest of the roster.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, yeah, keeping it as good as you can.
Right. Are you paying Chris Jones? And what are you doing? You know, when you win, you know, look, we talk about this with the Bills. It kind of got waylaid by the pandemic, and maybe because of the impact on the cap and revenues and everything, all the talks this offseason went on hold. But, Trey White's decision, Deion Dawkins' contract extension, Matt Milano, you know, Allen gets will probably have the option picked up in the spring, which buys you a little time. But the Bills are going to be in that boat, even though they haven't won a Super Bowl, of course. You know, they're going to get into these next couple years that you're going to start getting into young players whose contracts are up, and they're going to be looking for $10-plus million a year. How many guys are you paying? Well, the Chiefs decided we're going to take care of the quarterback and we'll figure everything else out.
Having good players gets expensive.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you've got to do what you have to try and do to keep as much of the team together. Look, Seattle went through this. Mm-hmm. You know, they had their run and they started low. They gave out a whole bunch of contracts on the defensive side of the ball, and they tried to get as much out of it. And at some point they realized, okay, these guys are making too much money. We got to get rid of some of these players.
Rachel tweets in, I just pray that he stays healthy. This is Mahomes. Mm-hmm. To have the career he's destined to have. Love watching him play and the Chiefs play. And they're a talented team that I don't hate. I don't hate them either.
They're a blast.
I hated them when they were the Alex Smith Chiefs because they always beat the Bills in the most annoying game of the season, and I never thought they were good. I remember them being 9-0. 9-0 was the Sean Smith game when Jeff Toole was beating them.
Were they 9-0? Okay.
Yeah, they were undefeated, and the Bills had them on the ropes and lost the game in spectacular fashion, and I just thought, they're just not that good.
Right.
And they were never that good. And now with the Mahomes, they're most definitely very, very good.
Think how much fun. Just an entertainment value, okay? You're not a fan of the Chiefs. They're not playing the Bills. You're just watching Kansas City play. And think how entertaining, how much fun it is to watch that team play. Even the loss to New England, as painful as it was to watch New England win the AFC Championship game against them a couple years ago, what they did, again, you know, the points, what their offense did against Belichick and New England's defense. And then, like I said, the game, the comebacks last year against Houston and Tennessee, it was just like, you know, you're watching, they're down big, and all of a sudden, boom, in like 3 minutes, they put up 24 points. I mean, they're you know, like they are must-see television. You can put them on primetime every week, and I wouldn't have a problem with it. It is the most entertaining football team out there right now. Mm-hmm. Because in large part of the guy who just got the 10-year extension worth $450 million and maybe $503.
It's good work. Good for him.
Yeah, yeah. And
that trade up worked out for them.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that, by the way.
We can talk about that. Yeah. Because I don't think Bills fans have to, you know, wallow in pity.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, you can say it and still be okay.
Who are Bills fans? Who's worse off? Bills fans thinking about trading out of that spot or Bears fans knowing they passed on him?
Bears fans. For sure,
right?
Because Bears fans have nothing at the position right now, and Bills fans have hope.
And Texans, Watson went before Mahomes or after? I'm trying to remember where Houston took Deshaun Watson.
The year before. Oh, no, he's two picks after, sorry.
Yeah, okay, so they passed on Mahomes too.
He went 11 or 12, yeah.
But at least Houston has had success with him. Right, right.
Right. No, they didn't pass on him. They just didn't get to the spot.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Houston drafted
That's right. So he wasn't on the board. I'm sorry. But even, again, right, like you said, he's good. They've got their guy who they believe is a talented young quarterback and, you know, that is going to be their guy going forward for 10 years or whatever. Chicago's just a mess.
Yeah. I just think when we talk about this, and I've got a little bit on it later, a couple tweets that I saw, I think if you're not willing to say, oh, yeah, I mean, that definitely the Chiefs won the deal. Maybe not even won the deal, but, you know, if you're not willing to be honest about it, I have questions about you is what I would say. Your ability to just evaluate fairly, like, You think if you called the Chiefs, they would offer the deal back?
Oh, my. I don't know the Chiefs' history, but if this isn't the greatest trade they ever made in the history of the franchise,
of course it is.
I'll look up. And someone tell me what was. I don't know if they traded for Len Dawson or something.
And the biggest criticism you could make of the Bills isn't they didn't know Mahomes was going to be great or Watson. It's, you know, when you need a quarterback, you don't take one. Mm-hmm. Because here's a great example. Forget the Bills in this. The Jaguars. That's how Matthew Collar tweeted about this yesterday. The Jaguars took Leonard Fournette. They had a quarterback who, you know, wasn't good, and they drafted Leonard Fournette fourth. They could have taken Mahomes. To me, the biggest mistake is not being willing to take the quarterback when you obviously need one, and the Bills wanted to wait a year. Okay, that's their decision. They look like they've got a plan, and the Bills are in good hands. So like I said, like you don't have to be mad about it. I'm not mad about it. I was mad that day because the Chiefs had their plan, and we had to wait on the Bills' plan. 1 year later, they get their plan. We're off and running. We'll see how it goes. But the teams that, you know, decide to stick by Blake Bortles or stick by insert quarterback here instead of drafting one that could be better, those are the teams that I think look really bad. I end up thinking that, you know, the Bears, at least they knew we need a quarterback. Oh, we picked the wrong one. Like, that'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaguars are the real embarrassment. We'll take a running back fourth instead of Patrick Mahomes.
You can join in on the discussion this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 803-0550, 888-550-2550.
I want to get you these stats that Collar sent out yesterday. It was about what they actually passed on and about Bortles. Here you go. Blake Bortles was 11-34 with a 79.6 quarterback rating. And they took a running back.
Yeah.
11-34. I know QB wins. His quarterback rating is under 80 in 45 starts, and they're like, yeah, we'll take a running back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the team that should be mocked. Yeah. But they should probably always be mocked.
I got no problem with that, especially because of who their head coach is. All right, grab a line. Join us this morning, WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wasn't even about... Oh, guys, the Chiefs and quarterback Patrick Mahomes just agreed to a 10-year contract. What? Okay, so...
How about that?
That's funny.
Many times.
With our live reaction to the
Mahomes
contract. That's funny. I like that.
Quick thing on the big numbers of this deal. Pro Football Talk, which is Mike Florio, pointing out that Mahomes will make $103 million over the next 4 years. And Ryan Tannehill makes $118 over the next 4 years.
B.
So, like, while this looks like the biggest contract ever,
yeah,
it's not that big early on. He gets a $10 million signing bonus now. And then next year, I think he's 22. And the year after that, he's 30. So,
he's making $83 million in signing bonuses for 21, 22, 23 seasons.
Yeah.
And those are all guaranteed, fully guaranteed.
Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald will make more over the first 3 years of the contract than Mahomes will.
Excuse me. Yeah, well, his base is not that big. I don't have the breakdown in front of me. I saw it yesterday. The base escalates over the life of the deal, but it's the roster bonuses. You know, it's the $20-plus million roster bonuses he's getting every year. Excuse me. Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes agree on a 10-year contract extension. So he is with the Chiefs through 2031, at least contractually with the Chiefs through 2031. It is worth $450 million, could go as high as $503 million. The NFL and the Players Association will hold a conference call today. They will be discussing how training camps will be run. There's a report the Vegas Raiders made an offer to Jadeveon Clowney, free agent defensive end, still unsigned. The NHL and their Players Association have agreed on return to play protocols and a 4-year extension of the CBA. The league also announcing yesterday 35 players have tested positive for the coronavirus since June 8th. Major League Baseball released their schedule. Opening night will be July 23rd. There's a doubleheader, Yanks-Washington, Dodgers-Giants. By the way, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge says he is game ready. You might remember he went down in the spring with a rib injury. The MLS scheduled to go back to play this week. Their MLS is back tournament in Orlando, but it will go on without FC Dallas. They have pulled out of the tournament due to 10 players testing positive on their roster. In the meantime, the Premier League announced yesterday zero positive tests in their most recent round of testing. Well done, Premier League. PGA says no fans at the Memorial in Ohio next week. They were hoping to have a limited number.
Huh?
Yep, changed their minds and cited, obviously, concerns over the virus. So they decided not to have fans next week at the Memorial Tournament. Those are your headlines.
ESPN has a couple of stats on Patrick Mahomes and 10 reasons for the mega deal with the Chiefs. And running through these, you tell me which one you like the most.
One, he's good. Two, the Mahomes stat of the day. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I love stats.
All right, we'll run some of these down.
Okay.
Stat number number one, the first entrant. 10th overall pick in 2017, the fastest in history to 75 touchdown passes.
Okay.
Who did he beat?
Dan Marino.
Correct. Mahomes in 30 games, Marino in 32. Mahomes accounted for 12 touchdowns in the 2019 postseason. That is the most in any single postseason in NFL history.
Okay.
He has scrambled for more yards and first downs than any quarterback in the NFL since returning from injury in Week 10 of last year. He has 22 touchdown passes of 20 or more yards the last 2 years. That's the most in the league. I think this is the good one for the stat of the day.
Go ahead.
His QBR under pressure since the start of 2018 when he was the starter, 73. The league average is 20. Now, QBR is where do you rank on the 0 to 100 scale, and he's a 73, and the league average is 20. He has 23 touchdown passes on the run in the last two seasons, 8 more than anyone else. He had more touchdown passes on the run last postseason than the rest of the NFL combined. He has played in 36 games. Here's this one was sent along from Paul in Boston. He has never lost by more than one score. It's pretty good. Every single game, you're in it. Total QBR, he has never been below a 50. What that means is he's never had a below average game. Never. Think about that, right? Most consecutive games with a QBR of 50 or more.
Mm-hmm.
The metric was created in 2006. He has 36 starts without a QBR below 50. The next highest number is Dak Prescott, whose streak was 12.
So he's tripled that.
Yep.
Okay.
Mahomes, 5-0 in 2019 when trailing by double digits. The best record in a season in NFL history.
What was that one? 5-0? Double digits?
5-0.
I like that
one. In 2019 when trailing by double digits.
I like that. Go ahead. 5-0, trail double digits.
And he became the youngest quarterback in NFL history to win both an MVP and the Super Bowl, passing Brett Favre and Tom Brady, who's younger than Favre for the MVP, younger than Brady for Super Bowl MVP.
So is do I have to decide?
I mean, which one do you like the best?
I loved the 5-0 when trailing by 10-plus points.
That's pretty good.
And they were down by, were they down by 20 in both of those playoff games? They were to Houston, right? I thought they were to Tennessee, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love that one, but I'm going to go with a fairly easy one, I think. I'm going to go fastest to 75 touchdown passes.
Okay. You like that one?
75 touchdown passes.
I think I like that he's never had a below average game.
Yeah. I was pulling up his game log, Jeremy, to see like what's his worst game. Like you said, they've never lost by more than one score, right? Was one of the stats.
Yep.
So I'll look at it in the break because it's hard to do this during the segment. But I'm curious, like what's a Patrick Mahomes bad game? What's his worst day at work for them?
Still not enough to exceed the moon stat of the year. None of these are, I don't think.
Oh, that's right, the walking on the moon. No, none of these would beat that.
They're all impressive, but nothing.
That more people have walked on the moon than scored against Mariano Rivera in the postseason.
Yes,
yeah. That's pretty. That's pretty.
That's pretty good.
I mean, but again, I mean, we're using
technically
another...
you could apply that moon number to anything under 12,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, for instance, more people have walked on the moon than Patrick Mahomes has had bad games.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he's only played two, three full seasons, whatever. Two and a half seasons. He got hurt for that bit. Never had a below average game.
Man.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you look at, I'm just looking at, oh my goodness. I mean, you look at some of his losses. His first season as the starter, 2018, okay? Losses. They lost in New England, but they put up 40 points. He threw four touchdowns. They lost that crazy Monday night game with the Rams. They scored 51. And then he lost back-to-back games to the Chargers, 28 points. He threw for 243 and two touchdowns. That's a quiet day for him. And another loss was 31 points. So even in 2018, in his four losses, they put up 28, 31, 51, and 40 points. What the heck? His worst game would be, oh my goodness, I can't even find one. Did you know, hang on, wait for it, just his first two full seasons as a starter, there's only been one game where he threw more interceptions than touchdowns. One in 32 games.
Yeah.
He had a zero touchdown, two pick game against Jacksonville, and they still won 30-14. Shoot. Yeah, the guy, I don't know that he's had a, I'm trying to find like his stinker game.
Hasn't had one.
He hasn't had one. He honestly, even in his losses, they lost to Tennessee last season, scored 32, and he had 446 yards passing and three touchdowns. They lost to Houston in the regular season. They put up 24, three touchdown passes, 273 passing. He hasn't had a bad game. Like, none of those losses are on Patrick Mahomes where you'd say, wow, he just killed him today. He was off. He couldn't complete passes. He was throwing too many picks. He wasn't taking care of the ball. Nothing. He hasn't had that game yet. Yeah, I guess 10 years, $450 million, okay. I'll sign off on
makes
the deal.
It a little easier, right?
Yeah, right? I mean, he literally hasn't had a bad game and a loss for Kansas City in two full years on the job. And that includes playoff games. 803-0550 to join us, 888-550-2550. We're talking about the Mahomes contract. You want to talk about the impact on the Bills and Josh Allen down the road. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll get into more of that. Whatever else is on your mind, we got the NHL officially announcing the return to play protocols. And a CBA extension, so you don't have to worry about labor issues down the road for hockey. We can discuss that. And whatever else is on your mind, you just grab a line. Major League Baseball announced its schedule. Now we can all cross our fingers and hope they get to the opener. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for hanging out with us on another lovely day, and we should hit 90 again today. I think we're at four in a row.
Four in a row.
We're at four in a row, and it looks like we'll be able to hit the 90-degree mark today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and then probably not over the weekend, and we might see some rain this weekend.
It's awful.
Yeah, if you don't like heat. I mean, if you don't like heat.
I don't like heat.
Okay, so you're like my brother. My brother is not a fan of summer.
We bought a dehumidifier.
Yeah, that's important, I think, right?
For the basement. For this. And so far in one day, We have we've cranked out over 100 pints of water out of air in the basement.
It's a lot of buckets.
It's two buckets.
Yeah.
But on the list of, you know, the Internet of Things, how your fridge has Wi-Fi, our dehumidifier has Wi-Fi.
No.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
I can turn it on and off from my phone.
Okay.
Which isn't that convenient, but it lets me know when the bucket is full. I go down and do it.
Well,
eventually we'll just run a hose right to a drain. But yeah, we now have a dehumidifier with Wi-Fi, which, you know, did we need that? We didn't. We definitely needed a dehumidifier.
Yeah.
And the idea of getting a notification like, "Hey, idiot, empty the bucket."
Well, I mean,
did appeal to me.
You could just walk over there and look at the bucket, and there'd be a light that says your bucket. I mean, it's full. Like, you right?
Walk over there means walk downstairs. It's in the basement.
I know. I mean, you're never in your basement. Like, you don't. Is your office?
We don't have
down
a finished.
There?
We don't have a basement like you. Not, no. Okay. No.
Yeah. See, I'm always in the basement. That's where I do all my work.
Yeah.
So I'm always down there, laundry, work, whatever the case may be. Get away from the rest of the family. Coolest room in the house. You know. So yeah, I'm always in the basement. Okay. That's a lot of water. Well, it's going to continue. So be safe, be careful. You know, whatever, it's going to be humid and the heat could feel like the heat index could feel like 100 degrees. I think today and the next few days. But that is nowhere near the heat. Huh? How about that for a transition?
Love it. Where are we going with this?
That one fantasy football player is getting for a selection yesterday. So you probably knew about it. You play fantasy football, so you probably were aware of this Scott Fish Bowl.
I know of it. I know it's a big deal.
I'd never heard about it.
From industry guys.
Yeah,
Shope is in this league. Getting invited is a big deal.
Yeah, because he tweeted about this yesterday, the Scott Fish Bowl, and I'm like, what the heck is that? And then I saw this other story.
It's the world's largest fantasy football league.
Every year, I'm reading from Ryan Talbot's story at NewYorkUpstate.com, so I don't want to plagiarize. I'll give him credit. Every year, thousands of people hope to receive an invite to the Scott Fish Bowl, but only about 1,500 people end up participating in the world's largest fantasy football league. Fish, a fantasy analyst, invites other analysts from around fantasy football and real football to partake in his yearly league, as well as other fans who are serious about fantasy football. So there are 1,440 teams that are divided into 120 total 12-team leagues. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's the premise. So in one of the drafts, Christian McCaffrey, first guy off the board. Okay, not a big surprise. The person holding the number 2 pick seemed to decide on selecting New York Giants running back Saquon Barkley. That pick would have been a home run at number 2. Unfortunately, the person holding the pick didn't look carefully at the full name of the player they selected. So Ennis the Menace won with the second overall pick in this draft selected, Buffalo Bills quarterback Matt Barkley.
Yeah.
Major oops. You can't go back and change that? Like, you can't?
Well, in any normal league, yes, you can. I guess because this is 1,500 people or whatever, you can't.
Okay.
But in any normal league,
like, obviously, they're just
no one would make you keep that.
Yeah, that seems unfair. Like, really, I get it. We have rules. This is a draft. You know, look at the screen. Come on. I mean, cut the guy some slack. He's got Matt Barkley. By the way, I don't think he's going to get a lot of points out of that pick.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, knock on wood, Josh doesn't get hurt and Matt Barkley has to play. But I don't think that's going to be a productive draft pick. And I feel like, even if you're a few picks later, like, even if you're 3-4 picks later, the guy realizes, oh, crap, I took Matt Barkley. Could you just let him go on the board at 6 and take somebody just to do anything to get an actual player in the number 2 slot in your fantasy draft that's going to actually produce points for you? Imagine how bad. Oh, my gosh, that guy must, like, you look up at your screen and go, okay, let me, huh? Matt, what? Did I? Oh, my God.
I'm telling
I
you, there's
Matt Barkley.
If anyone sees that story and you run a fantasy football league and you would force someone to keep that pick, you have a bad league.
Yeah, well, that's why.
It would just never happen. Like, the fantasy football leagues, especially online drafts, result in a wrong click here or time ran out. It auto-picked for me. Hold on. I'm pausing it. We're going back.
Yeah.
Time out, everybody. Howard didn't want to pick Matt Barkley. And everybody in the league would say, well, of course
that's
he didn't
want to
pick Matt
Barkley. You'd stop and let the guy make his pick.
My guess is that this is a special circumstance because with 1,500 people,
yeah,
you That's my guess.
But that's
did they let him go back and change it? Because I kind of can't believe even in that circumstance that they wouldn't let him do that.
Even if you just, you know, if the picture coming fast and furious, right? I mean, and they went to 3 and 4 and 5. At some point, either this guy or maybe somebody points it out to him, realizes, right? I don't know. Is it possible they could have gone through the whole draft and this guy never looked and checked to see and didn't know he took Matt Barkley until it was all done? And then he looked at his roster and thought, oh, crap, I drafted Matt Barkley.
I would say that's impossible.
Okay.
He went his whole way and looked at his roster and figured it out at that point.
So there has to be an administrator for the draft running the draft, right? At some point you would say, hey, buddy, I took Matt Barkley by mistake. Okay, let's stop the draft right here at pick whatever it is. Ennis the Menace is back on the board. You go ahead and make a selection. Even if it's wherever, 20th in the whatever the number would have been, 12 team leagues. 12th. I mean, anywhere. Just stop the draft and let the guy. Have you ever made an incorrect draft pick in any of your fantasy history?
Absolutely.
Yeah? And you were always allowed to go back and change it.
Everybody would.
Okay.
There's not a league that is any good. I'm giving this one the benefit of the doubt because of 1,500 people.
Yeah.
They would all let you get away with it.
Just a typo, or how'd you mess up picking the wrong guy?
It happens a million times online.
The last name?
Who's the running back? There's a running back where the two of them have the – there's two running backs have the same name. One of them plays for the – Adrian Peterson. There were two Adrian Petersons.
Oh, okay.
There was another running back named Adrian Peterson. I think he played for the Bears.
Oh. So you took the wrong one.
You know, if you click the wrong one,
right,
someone might say, hey, you know that's the wrong Adrian Peterson. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I wanted the other one.
Okay. I thought maybe you took Patrick Peterson by mistake.
Adrian Peterson. He played, played for the Bears.
Oh, okay. So that's understandable.
And then the Virginia Destroyers of the UFL.
Yeah.
Maybe you drafted that guy accidentally.
Yeah. In your UFL fantasy league.
Sure, right.
Yeah. The heat advisory, by the way, is in effect for Niagara, Orleans, Genesee, and Northern Erie counties. Okay, so that, you know, not that you're surprised by that. It starts at 1 o'clock today. It lasts through Friday evening. The heat, the humidity, heat indexes in the 100-degree area. And the lake is like pool weather, right? Pool warm right now, right? It's like over 72, 73 degrees. So when you get out on your boat, jump into the lake. It's nice and warm. So you're good for swimming in the lake. 803-0550 to join us this morning. Hey, on the show today, we're going to talk about college football. Could be some big news this week. We'll see what happens with the college football season. Tomorrow, the Ivy League is going to make some kind of an announcement about their schedule. They might push their fall football schedule to the spring, which could trigger some things in the Power Five leagues. Heather Dinich will join us from ESPN at 8 o'clock. The baseball training camps are underway. The Jays having some issues getting back to Toronto. Positive tests, had to leave some players behind. Shai Davidi is going to join us from Sportsnet. And our camp previews continue in the NFL. We're on the Dolphins today. So we'll talk about them at 9:30 with Mark Hochman from 790 The Ticket in Miami. But we want to hear from you, too. Phone lines are always open. You can join in on the conversation we're having or change the topic by calling 803-0550. Or you can always text us, 716-803-0550. Go ahead, sir. I was just going to say,
it might not be a bad idea to listen to grievances of fantasy leagues and rule on them. You know, you call us with the bitter battle you had in your league, and we will decide who was in the wrong. It should be an hourly segment on this show.
Yeah, I don't have enough fantasy experience to tell you that I was ever involved in. I mean, when I did pick, I didn't mess up, or, you know, I might have auto-picked once or twice in a league that I was in. So I don't really have any grievances. So I'm looking forward to hearing those. Join us this morning on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.